To Pakistan now, where a judge ordered an American at the center of a delicate diplomatic dispute to be held in police custody for another 8 days. The jailed American allegedly shot two Pakistani men after he said they threatened his life. The U.S. insists that he's a diplomat entitled to immunity, but as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Lahore, the case has deepened distrust of Americans there and made granting immunity a tall order.
The American identified as Raymond Davis was brought here to the magistrate court in Kant, an upscale area of Lahore that is normally well protected. He was escorted under heavy police protection to the court that opened an hour early, an extraordinary measure to ensure his security and avoid the glare of the media. The case of Raymond Davis has gripped Pakistan's headlines and spilled into the streets in a show of anti-Americanism. Oppressor, give us an answer, the demonstrators cry. Account for the blood you shed. The crowd of a couple hundred gathered at the spot where the jailed American allegedly shot dead two Pakistanis, who he claimed were armed robbers. The small gathering that included many students takes up an ominous chant aimed at Raymond Davis, whose Drama One newspaper called an avatar of the ugly American. Hang Davis, hang him, they shout, and talk of revenge for the fatal shooting of the two men allegedly fired on by Davis, and the death of a third man who was struck by an SUV reportedly coming to Davis's rescue. Yasmin Rashid is a member of the party formed by the popular former cricketer Imran Khan. Rashid says many Pakistanis do not believe Davis is a diplomat, as the Americans say, but more likely a security operative along the lines of the much-loathed Blackwater, now called Z.
We have a lot of feeling, there's a lot of resentment that Blackwater, or whatever security people, they are around here in Pakistan, and they are trying to undermine our sovereignty.
How do you feel Davis was undermining the sovereignty of Pakistan?
A person takes the law in his own hand and shoots to kill.
Rashid Rahman is the editor of the Daily Times, owned by the late Punjab governor Salman Taseer, who was killed by his bodyguard because he sought to reform the country's blasphemy laws. Rahman says the hostility erupting over the case of the jailed American is an extension of the furor over the blasphemy debate, where in defense of Islam, the radical right has whipped up an anti-Western fervor.
An issue like this is just going to add more ammunition to that anti-American sentiment. And Mr. Davis has provided a most wonderful opportunity to raise the bar even higher. And I think the mood on the street is something that needs to be watched. I'm not saying it's Egypt or Tunisia, but I'm just saying the street, at least the religious right, could explode.
Many questions remain unanswered about this case that are fueling suspicion. What exactly is the job of the jailed American, an obvious excellent marksman? Why is a U.S. diplomat armed to begin with? Who came to the American's rescue? The U.S. Embassy declines to comment on these matters. What it did say tonight is that the continued detention of the American diplomat is a gross violation of international law, and that he was remanded in court without notice to the U.S. government, without his lawyer present, and without translation. In short, he was denied due process. The diplomatic standoff shows no sign of being resolved soon. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.